This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by the TMOS Amazon Portal. Remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop. It's that easy. Thank you. Now on with the show.
Hello.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at tmospodcast.com or anywhere fine podcasts are found.
Welcome
to our show.
Now we're going to start and do it right.
It's got to be funky.
So look what I found.
There's plenty for everyone.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara,
Mike!
Josh Schroeder,
Josh!
And Rob Speedwack.
Oh, Rob.
It's only the beginning.
And now, here's Mike.
My, pardon me if my equilibrium is off today. I am dealing with...
You got the vertigo?
Swimmer's ear.
That's sad, right?
Well, it happened, it's been, as hot as it gets down here, it's been silly. It's been, it's been at a
Bazilli.
Point where, it's buzzilly.
Yeah, your thermometer is down to the felt.
It is terrible. What does that mean? The thermometer's down to the
When you're felted, it means you've got no chips left. You're down to the felt.
Yeah,
it's Junkies a bad lingo. Thing. Yeah.
Oh, the felt.
Yeah.
It's, is that poker or blackjack or...
I think any table game. I'd have to ask Jonathan Auville to be sure.
I think it's just straight junkies. I don't think it's used outside of their show.
It's down to the felt. I got... I've always had like cavernous holes in my head where the water goes when I get into the water.
Like under your hair. I know there's one.
There's just giant.
You mean besides your ears?
No, this is the ear hole, and you know, and the Duke hole, and all that. You know,
okay.
But
it's
amazing,
the same holes we all have
through the years,
same holes.
They've remained mostly watertight.
Mostly watertight, but in this particular case over the weekend, two, three, maybe four times in the pool, including the whole Fan Damley yesterday, which was a lot of fun.
Sure,
but. And then I ended up going to the local drugstore, the certified, very special drugstore. Get it?
I do. It's
CVS.
A good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then and put the drops in, and then went in the pool again and didn't get my head under the water. And then the ear resolved itself like while I was in the pool, which was really cool. It's like, aha!
Is it that weird sensation where it like you change like the angle of your head and warm water feels like to flow out?
Yeah, like it pops.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great
thank
feeling.
Thank you for the 10 joules, Racer PGT. We appreciate that. That's a great way to start the week. Welcome to everybody on the YouTube page in the comments. We appreciate that. So then when I woke up this morning... After a very fresh, festive Sunday afternoon with the family and then going out to a very special restaurant that I will review later, really unique place. I don't know if you have them where you are, but I don't think it's a chain. I think it's a mom and pop.
A standalone. Yeah.
And woke up this morning with the same thing. So I have it there, and then I had Carla put another four drops of the certified very special drugstore drops. And I think the fact that I used the brand name from the drugstore might be the reason it's not resolving itself. You know, I like my brand names. I don't like the generic
Is it Equate?
Names.
Is that, I'm trying to remember what the
Equate house... would that be Walmart?
That maybe would be that is
the
Walmart.
Mart of Wall,
trying to think what the house brand is. Like...
Not quite sure. It's Equate and Great Value at Walmart.
Yeah. Maybe it's the same brand that makes that ketchup that you had at your restaurant.
House recipe
eardrops. Now the eardrops are it seems to me when I was a boy, if someone had that situation, we just used peroxide. Is it essentially peroxide?
It's essentially rubbing alcohol. That's what it smells like. You know, when they put that. And that's what I. And so I, you know, it's a couple of drops in the ear, couple of drops in the coffee. But we'll see what happens.
Wait for the gurgling to stop.
Tomorrow on the show, a major announcement. You want to be here on Tuesday for a major announcement tomorrow on the show. That's all I'm going to say right now.
Okay.
Be there or be square, and we look forward to that. It's going to be something you don't want to miss, and it involves the cruise. and it involves a lot of special stuff. So, no. How about this? Rudy Marsky.
Now, you see,
look at the Rudy Marsky.
That's not okay. Rudy picture. Has passed away.
Yes,
and
he has.
We have someone in our chat room pretending to be Rudy Marsky. And
that
not
wants
in a
attention. That
not
wants
in a
attention.
Very respectful way. I say remove yourself and come
that's
back.
Fine.
No, come back as your regular. Rudy was too good of a guy to be mocked even gently. And also,
I don't know if he's being mocked. Do you think he's being mocked?
The very fact that his name in the chat room is Rudy Marsky 69, yes, he's
okay.
being mocked.
All right. Okay. All
that's
right.
disrespectful to him and the mouse.
Congratulations to my son who begins the first day of seventh grade today. Nice little round of applause. And I guess your kid going today too, right? For
yeah,
the first day of school?
We started seventh grade last week.
Last week, okay. Yeah. And Rob Spiewak, your son going to teach for the first day today?
Yeah, first day with students. So we had two teachers going to meet their classrooms today, and it was just so calm and nice this morning in the house.
Are you lying?
I'm lying like a rug.
It was
go hide in the basement day. But I will say this, and this is very sweet, is I told the guys before the show, since Robert was in kindergarten, every day for the first day of school, I take a picture of him in front of our fireplace. And it's spanned two houses now in two different fireplaces. And I jokingly, as I was coming down this morning, I said, don't forget to come down for your fireplace picture. And he did. Right before he left, he came down and he posed for a fireplace picture for me.
Oh, that's sweet.
Which means he said, don't post it. I said, okay, you got it. But it's just very
sweet. Bloom will be off that rose if he's still doing it when he's like 40.
I don't know. Don't you like? Well, haven't you ever seen the person? There's a teacher that wore the same sweater for his yearbook photo for like 35 years in a row, and they put that all in a row, and it's the same sweater every year.
Well, that's
maybe that's
bit.
What we got with the fireplace.
Except, that was that's of course until that teacher was arrested.
Yes, show me on the sweater where he touched you.
Exactly,
and hopefully Robert's out of the house by 40.
Well, he can still come by to the fireplace, or maybe he'll have his own fireplace. Who knows?
Yeah, and then you can go over there and take the picture over there. So, surprisingly, there was no tension at all. None. Zero. Bagel. There was no tension.
Well, he was excited. I mean, there was
He was not excited for sixth grade at all, and sixth grade was a totally different vibe last year.
Because that's middle school. Sixth grade is your middle school start down there, right?
Yeah, and, well, he started middle school. They do it differently at my kid's school. They started in fifth, so they kind of transition into middle. But I was running a little late today because I have to drive my wife, follow my wife to her brick and mortar store, pick her up, and then we had to go down to school. Then I had to take her back to her car at her her shop because she wanted to be there today.
For Carla, what time do her classes start?
Her classes start at 9 a.m., baby. 9 a.m. She's got to be in the driver's seat where she's waiting for walk-in business.
I can absolutely relate to Michael because when I was his age, middle school was 7th and 8th grade. Elementary school stopped at 6th, and there was 7th and 8th, and then high school.
That's what we did, too.
So,
at Gideon Wells. And I don't even know who Gideon Wells was, but I think he was a figure from ye old New England, Gideon Wells.
Think he's been banned yet?
If you look up Gideon Wells, I think he did something. I think he was ye old in Glastonbury, but I got no idea.
I remember the hardest night before school I ever had was 7th grade. It really flipped me out. So it's probably the equivalent for him going into 6th. So now he's got the whole system down. He knows what he's doing. He's going to be the king of the school. So he's going to have a blast, at least until the work starts.
You know, here's what I don't know. I'm not going to attribute it to this, but I will tell you, the attitude for a good chunk of the summer was shitty witty. It was not fun. It was not really fun at all.
He was a cartoon character. He was low budget. It was a penguin. It was like Chilly Willy, but it was shitty witty.
Shitty witty. And it was not fun. Then, in the last 2-3 weeks, Mrs. O'Mara has been taking him to Burn to work out. And it has, I don't know. First of all, he looks different and he seems to feel different. He's asking me about some of his stuff that he has to do, like batting lessons and pitching lessons and stuff like that. And he, in the pool, he's pretty much kicking my ass now. You know, he's reached that
well, that's what you get for slapping him.
He's tossing me around. That's it. Thanks for bringing that up.
Well, thanks for that.
I hope you can do that every week on the and recall that. I really hope you can do that. That's very helpful.
Every kid needs motivation on taking it to the next level, and you gave it to him.
Yeah,
you focused him like you wanted.
I can absolutely tell.
Credit to that. No, not at all.
I can tell when Robert's been working out. He's more pleasant. He's more you know, gregarious, outgoing. He's just in a better mood.
And he wins the wrestling matches.
Yeah, so I think that the working out's a good idea.
I think that it is. Today was beautiful. I took him out for some last-minute school clothes yesterday, and loved the choices. And what are you giggling at now?
Well, with his new his workout, I'm guessing muscle shirts.
No, he's dressed pretty much
like the Hulkster.
Unlike certain schools, he's got to wear a collar, so he's got to get down here. What about sleeves? So we got the golf shirts and we cut off all the sleeves.
Excellent.
So that they would be sleeveless. But everything's more expensive, as it always is. But we got a little outlet shop right by the house. And so that's where we went yesterday. You should really go through
Josh's inventory. He has many good clothes from the bins.
Yes,
I do. And about seven Adley Rutschman shirts, if you'd like one.
Oh, really?
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Oh, I wish he would step up a little bit. We could use a little more zip from old Adley. I could use a little bit more of Rutschman. Adley, I don't hit balls out anymore. Rutschman, it's been a little slog for my beautiful Boston Red Sox.
I understand it's tough because right now my Washington Commanders are undefeated.
Congratulations on
the
preseason.
Thank you. Huge win. Huge.
Yeah, sure. We were having a discussion in our pool here.
Yeah.
About, I brought this up to Carla, and this is a multifold thing. Across my feed, a doctor in a bathing suit, a very fit-looking lady, looked nice in her, a little older, but she looked nice in her bathing suit.
Sure.
Came across. And I'll play this video for you in a second. It has a lot to do with public pools. And I know we're winding down to Labor Day where a lot of public pools are going to be closed in the east and in the north area. But this is on the heels of me on Michael's cruise with his buddy, where I was walking up to the sports court to see to find him because he was they run all over the ship. And I looked to my left, and in the hot tub was a guy that I mentioned this to my friends, has to be about five bills.
Right,
and I looked at that, and I just thought about it, and then I don't participate in the pools. We've got a big cruise coming up on the 21st. I didn't participate in the last one by hopping in the pool. A lot of people do, though. A lot of people like to jump in the pool. I know the last time I was in a public pool for a really silly length of time was a vacation we took to one of those Pauly Christine resorts.
Yeah,
there's the sound of the. This is not above pool. This is underground. You're looking at feet, right? Turn that up, Rob. You're looking at feet.
I hear the feet.
I believe those are beluga whales that are. You can hear. This is a great sound effect. This is
back when we used to speak to the Bridges Brothers.
I don't know what's going on there.
Hey, Bo Bridges, are you?
Yes.
Are you in the hot tub?
Well, brother. Yeah, I'm in the hot tub right now. How are you? Yeah, brother. We're down here. You want to talk to my brother, Jeff?
I do. I'd like to talk to Jeff, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just screaming underwater on the beluga whale.
Aren't you researching your new motion picture, the two of you doing the fabulous Blister Boys?
The Blister Boys. By the guys that walk cross country and get blisters on their feet.
And then to the hot tub. Straight to the hot tub.
Straight to the hot tub. Yes, sir, and then we get a virus.
All right, but anyway, stop that.
Thank you.
Worth it. I remember that, and then this came across my feet over the weekend, and this is something that I will play in its entirety, and I will play it for the purposes of explanation. It validates a lot of feelings I have about jumping in a pool. Let's take a look at the good doctor right here in the bathing suit.
What was in public pool water, you'd never get in it. I'm Dr. Tanya Elliott, board-certified internal medicine specialist and allergist. Public pools accumulate sweat, oils, lotions, sunscreens, and other bodily fluids. Studies have found traces of chemicals like DEET, pharmaceuticals, caffeine, and even flame retardants in pool water from people's sweat, skin, and urine. And here's the other thing. Chlorine actually opens up your nasal passages and your sinuses, so the water is full of snot and phlegm. And then there are certain pathogens that are highly resistant to chlorine, like cryptosporidium. No thanks, I'll take the ocean.
There it is. And she's very fit and very lovely in that bathing suit. That's
it. Do you suppose she's really a doctor?
You think she's lying, Rob?
I think she might be playing a role, like Dr. Mehmet Oz.
I don't think there's any conspiracy.
I believe everything she says, though.
I do, too. And my son,
with your pores open, sucking in snot.
Snot and phlegm. God. And people are gross.
The worst.
En masse, people are gross. You know that. Right?
There are three words in sequence in that video that struck the most fear into me, and that is other bodily fluids.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because I think we all know.
And don't those cruise ships periodically have an outbreak of nastiness? You know, I know I shouldn't be saying that now that we're trying to sell gas.
Yeah, certain cruise lines are more prone to that. Not ours.
No. No, thanks. Thanks for helping that out. That was great. Great save, salesman.
Mike, you'd be surprised. I actually spent a tremendous amount of time on YouTube over the weekend watching live reviews of our actual cruise ship.
Yes.
And I'm dying to get aboard. Everyone loves it. They love the experience. I mean,
it is underrated cruise line, and we are on one of the brand new ships, which is going to be the Margaritaville at Sea cruise that we have coming up in January.
Remember, with the cruise ships, they drain the pool every night.
Every night,
yes,
because they bring in seawater.
Mm-hmm. That's what I am. So you tell I am told,
good doctor lady there that it is the ocean we're swimming in. It is not. It's not pool water. It's ocean water.
And that first hour, you're probably good.
Yeah, and maybe the second hour as well.
First hour, you are really, really good. That is too funny. I love that. Very, very exciting. This weekend, I did something I rarely do.
To the ocean?
I walked off the golf course with two holes to play. Three holes, technically.
Well, you know, I'm thinking back.
Did
your clubs go with you?
No. I left with my golf. I was in my own golf cart. The other two guys were riding. We only had a threesome.
In the lake.
And the expression I would like to use is showed my ass. I've been thinking, and more frustrated.
Like, I can't think of maybe, except for extenuating like weather circumstances, maybe once or twice you've walked off a course mid-round?
I didn't feel as though I wanted to be. If first of all, there's heat and then there's heat. Now, I play in the heat all the time. Mm-hmm. I can handle the heat. If I'd been playing well, I wouldn't have had a problem. But we're both, it was a team game, two-man teams. I was part of a threesome. The other guy that was my teammate was part of another threesome. We did that to get the pace of play moving along. Mm-hmm. He was playing like crap because I could see it as I was keeping the score on the computer. And I was playing like crap in the and I knew we had no chance of even being in the game. I was playing as badly as I can possibly play. I was hot.
When did it turn? I mean, obviously you had enough in it that you played 16 or 15 holes.
It turned probably at the 13th or 14th hole, where I was midway through, and the guy
made the call.
Him. I did. The guy that was my partner was in another group.
Right.
So he was not even with
me. Give it up?
No.
Yeah, I assumed some messaging back and
there's
forth.
There's no communication. He's behind us.
Okay.
And he doesn't know what I'm doing. All I know is that he's playing like crap. I'm playing like crap. I'm out of the game. And the two guys that I was playing with who were in the same cart were kicking ass. Like winning. They ended up winning the whole day. I am hot. I am tired. Bothered. I'm hitting bad shots. I am not happy. I wanted to get home to my family. I was just, I had enough. I probably had reached critical mass. I play a lot of golf down here in Southwest Florida, and I'd had enough.
Do you regret it in retrospect?
Beth. I regretted it as soon as I got in the car.
Really?
Yeah, because it's not what you do. It's petulant. Does it disrupt the game? No, not really at all. There are two more holes to play.
How's the scoring work when you walk away?
The scoring works that I get I'm disqualified. But the only thing they really care about is if you pay your money.
Yeah,
If I walked off with two holes to play and didn't pay my money, I'd never be put in a game again. It would never happen. You would never get that courtesy again.
Sometimes I ask a question knowing that it's going to make me look bad and it's going to make you yell at me, but I must ask this. You said that you have to see the score in the computer, and in my mind, I always see golfers with the card and the little pencil. How does the computer scorekeeping work?
It is an app called Golf Genius, and it is on a phone, and you keep the track. One guy in your group usually keeps the Genius score.
Okay.
And this is such a great program that this not only keeps score, it keeps the game, whatever it is. If it's two best balls of a twosome.
Oh, wow.
And it keeps the whole game. And then it lets you know who's got the skins
is there,
and all
is
that
there
good
still
stuff.
A card that you sign? Because I always enjoy that ritual.
No, there's
in
no
a movie.
Signing. No, no signing at all.
That's the end of the game
you
right there.
You do keep
Forget
it by
it.
Hand. You keep it. I keep it by hand and on the computer. And that's another reason that I'm sure they had to do a little finagling because even though I had kept it up to date, all they have to do is put the code in and then finish the last two holes.
Right.
But it's still. I was the guy who had volunteered to do that. I was just, I said, enough. That's the last bad shot I'm going to hit today. Goodbye. Then they take
what was the last shot that you hit? Can you
hit it into a bunker? Okay. Hit it into a bunker, short right, terrible shot. And
didn't even attempt to come out of the bunker. You just called it there.
I drove by. The golf ball was sitting in the bunker, and I drove by. I said, hey, fuck you.
You should go back to the course today and get that ball.
where
still
it's
there.
Sitting there?
Sure, by the
I
rake.
Was so the golf course won, and the two guys weren't bothered that I was with because they were winning. So
right.
they were
happy
fine
guys.
With that.
Yeah.
They were happy, happy, joy, joy. And I they had nothing to do with my decision. All I cared about was just me. And I'm like, this is not. I am not. I do not want to be here. I don't have to be here because we're not going to have any chance of winning. And the guys that I am playing with are oblivious to me because I'm riding in my own cart.
Right.
So I have nothing really to do. This is a good opportunity for me to say thank you. I say I give them my money. I say, guys, I'm done. I'm done. Here you go. Here's my money. Well, hope your day goes better. And
please remember me by name. My name is Stephen Jones. Goodbye.
Stephen Jones. Thank you. Two very nice guys. Two guys I like a lot. But
they weren't like rubbing it in your face that they were just destroying you.
No, it doesn't work like that. They were very, very, they were very animated and very talkative with each other. But I'm in a different, golf cart. So that's it, you know. Who's shat in your shower? That's funny. What is East West Creation 74?
Oh, he's replying to another remark from East West.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's pointing out that the cruise ship isn't new. It's an older ship that was refurbished in 2024. But that's how all cruise ships
exactly.
work. They don't build them every year. They refurbish older ships and then put them back out at sea after being away a few years.
Precisely.
Yeah. Let's deal with this guy. Where is he?
And also what I found out, Mike, about the Margaritaville ships, which is great, is they've taken a page from the USS Lincoln, and we're going to be on the boat for 2.5 years straight without coming back home. It's going to be fantastic. And hopefully that we will have margaritas and we will free up the Straits of Hormuz. It's going to be a very effective trip.
Heads up. It is far from a new cruise ship, but it has been refurbished, launched in 2000, refurbished on 2024.
Really?
Yeah. That, it's been refurbished, that,
that's
all right. So it is and, essentially a new ship.
Well, it's refurbished on the inside, the part
even
that counts.
Even 2000 is pretty young for a cruise ship.
It is.
So East West Creation, thank you for the detail on that. I did not know it was refurbished in 2024. And yeah, so new. I have read a lot about cruise ships, and the thing is, you don't want to go on an inaugural cruise
of a brand new one
because what's that?
The Titanic taught us that.
Yes, this is true.
There you go. You don't want to hit it. That's awesome. Will they have Jimmy Buffett set up like Weekend at Bernie's? Yes, there is taxidermy services that have Buffett on every Margaritaville cruise ship. He will be
and
there.
We will also have Warren Buffett.
Does it have a casino, Josh? Does it?
Does it? It's got a big one.
Would we take you anywhere without a casino?
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So anyway, getting back to the whole thing to my playing partners, who I won't be with much longer because I leave at the end of the summer. I will no longer be playing at Happy Valley.
Oh.
And, you know, it's kinda, they've been very kind, even with my politics. They've been very, very kind to
me. Well, they're, you know, they want you to have a good feeling because maybe you come back someday. Who knows?
I mean this from the bottom of my heart. With all the ball busting and with all the political crap that I take, what I will miss about those guys, that particular place, Happy Valley, is the members. That's what I'm going to miss the most. I'm not going to miss the golf course. I'm not going to miss the pro shop. I'm not going to miss the facility at all. I'm going to miss the membership and the ball busting. That's what I enjoy the most.
Is it rare for someone to just leave like you and not just pass away and that's what happens?
No, it happens all the time. People come and go at these places.
Do you ever go
into not all the time. It's not common, right, but definitely it happens. Yes.
Do you ever go into the locker room? I know that you're probably planning your next step, and it's kind of sad that you're leaving. You can go into the locker room and just say, hey, what a bunch of great members.
No, but I've got what I didn't get the last time I was at another place.
Yeah.
I never got. In fact, I've never really had this said, but I've had multiple people in the group, like in a group of like 20 guys sitting at a table saying, we're going to miss you, Mike. We're going to really miss you.
That's nice and, to hear. You can't beat that. That's great.
Really wonderful.
You didn't get that at RTJ?
No. No, the only time I was spoken to at RTJ, Robert Trent Jones Golf, was when Don and I were in the paper for some horrible reason. You know, say, hey, I saw you in the paper this morning. Yeah. Oh, thanks for noticing me, asshole. Thanks. I really appreciate you mentioning that.
What a
That's
lovely.
Really, really.
You know what? I didn't care for the members there.
That's super kind. Super kind of you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Because that was important to them. You
sure.
know, the newspaper
yeah.
mattered back in the day. You know,
oh, they still read the paper. They like to read the paper.
Now, sure. Yesterday, I took my son and my wife to the new joint that I'm going to, the smaller place that's close to where my son goes to school, and that's where
smaller
I'm going
golf
to be
place.
Going. Yeah, and it's going to be very, very convenient to all of us, and I won't be driving on the super slab to get there, and that's what I'm going to do.
And it's a great place, Josh, because if you sink your putt and the color of your ball is lit up, you get $2 off your next round.
It's
right in the clown's mouth.
Well, yeah. Well, it's not a clown. Let's be honest. Rob knows this. It's a pirate.
Oh, right.
Well, because it's Florida. I mean, you have to be themed.
It's a pirate with a. Yeah. Know, if you want to know the new place I'm going to, just look for the skull and crossbones.
Always do.
It's going to be a lot. And I have not met one member there yet because I'm not even officially in yet.
Yeah, okay.
They have a process they have to go through, and there is a waiting list to get in there.
Was this like a back-to-school night for you to take the family to show where you'll
be
this year?
I wanted to, even though it's not really all that relevant to them, I just wanted to show them where I'm going to be going. And because we were, why were we down there in the first place? Why were we down there? Why were we down there?
Were you paying a ticket?
No.
Okay.
I know why we were down there.
Oh, why were you down there?
Because automatically this is segueing into, I'm getting like everything I have out of the way.
But it's so linear. It's so organic. I love it.
I will have nothing to say. I will have nothing to say, but I might as well. We've got a couple of minutes here, so I can do this. I actually wanted to spend a lot more time talking about it, but we decided, because it was Sunday and it was back to school Sunday, that we would take our son out to dinner. And and that's and if prior to dinner, Mrs. O'Mara, as I was getting my swimmer's ear, had produced some homemade margaritas that had a little kick to them. And sure. So when the subject of would you like to
I can almost see it happening. Son,
I said, I'm not hungry.
Oh dear.
I'm not hungry.
Now
but I went anyway.
Now, because you were going to a different neighborhood where the new place is, did this avail yourself to different restaurants you don't normally think about?
Probably, because this one is outside of our immediate area. You know how you live your life, right? Anything's got to be about within a 2 mile radius for you to participate.
2 miles,
in it at all. A mile and a half. Maybe?
Who's got the time? I like to have it in eye shot.
Okay, with an eye shot, that's it. Same thing with us. You go. Okay. The reason we go to the roadhouse.
So convenience, pathetic. I'm sure.
It's convenient.
Yeah, and the chance of maybe seeing.
I can dine occasionally, casual dining. That's where I am in my life right now.
You might see Alex Miller there.
Amen. Yes. Thank
is
you.
That his name? Did I get it right?
I don't think I did.
Yeah, yeah.
So either I came up with this idea, my son did, God bless him, my son did. Said, where do you want to go? It's your back to school dinner. Where would you like to go? And the first thing he says is Dave's Hot Chicken. I said, we're not going to Dave's Hot Chicken. We're not going there.
Good.
No, thank you. It's not happening. It's
Dave is an asshole, by the way.
Well, it's all the way across town, and it's I'd like someplace where I can put. I'd like, yes, you can sit down in there, but it's like sitting down in a Texaco restroom, okay? It's not.
That's high praise.
Well, it's sitting down in a fast food joint. Yeah,
you're right.
Sit down in a fast food joint.
Yeah.
So he says, how about Chili's? And
my favorite.
And suddenly I say, oh my God, yes. Yes, yes, double yes, yes. Chili's, Chili's, Chili's. Amen, amen, amen. And I'm here to tell you, I wrote this down, still the best, the baby back ribs from Chili's. Still
I want those baby back ribs.
Number one. Let me tell you why they're number one. Do they fall off the bone? To an extent, they do.
Yes.
But they're not like sloppy fall off the bone because they've rendered a lot of the fat.
You want a little pull. You know what I mean?
There was a little pull, and they are not dry rubbed, and they are not oversauced. What they have done is they have baked on the sauce onto these baby back ribs. And look, I'm just telling you.
What happens, Josh, is the sauce reduces, and a lot of the fluid leaves it, leaving the flavor,
and it's perfect.
Which adheres to the meat.
At least what I had yesterday was perfect. And I had a full rack, and I ate half of it at the restaurant, and then I finished it later on when I got home.
Does it come with sides?
Yeah, but I didn't go with the sides.
See, they always try to put fries with ribs. I don't think it's a good mix.
Correction. I said, no sides with that. And then Carla looked at me. So I said, she said, sides come with it. We'll eat the sides. So Mrs. O'Mara and
my bargain
son
hunter
ate the, well, you got to do what you got to do, right?
I suppose.
And
by the
way, they're going to charge you either way.
But here's the thing. And speaking of Mike's rack.
Yeah. And Mike's members.
Here's the thing.
Yes.
And Josh will testify to this. A goddamn fine value.
Yeah,
a fine
really
value for the
whole
time. Favorite,
yeah. Right?
We can get In-N-Out for $30 with
the
two
wonderful.
Of us.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. And it was $60 for the three of us, everybody eating, it was fantastic.
Well, of course, you were hitting the bar pretty hard.
That was the, you know what? If you're talking about the outlier, I had a prickly pear margarita.
How do you treat a hungry man?
The prickly pear margarita.
No, but it's true. When
I
stopped drinking,
man with simple tastes,
Mike. When I stopped drinking, the cost of going out to dinner maybe dropped by 40%.
Oh, it does.
It does. It's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been, and I was the only one that had that.
What did Mrs. and what did my godson order to eat?
What did they have?
And
Did Carla
not like it?
Carla didn't like it.
She's in the comments saying gross.
Yeah, Carla didn't like it.
You know what? That's the answer of a skinny, fit, lithe person. Come on, Carla. Slum with us.
Carla,
slum with us.
Carla, what did Carla? It's funny when Carla comes into the chat group as the Mike O'Mara show. shared app.
Did you share an appetizer?
Oh, they shared an appetizer. Like
The triple something, they call it.
Oh, yeah. The triple thing.
Triple dipper? Maybe.
They got I know, chicken
fingers. I know
whatever
it is, it came with a shitload of ranch dressing. Guaranteed.
Carla, you know what, Carla? I'm trying to say some nice things, Yes,
my
go ahead,
favorite
Josh.
Part of Chili's is the free chips and salsa.
The free chips.
Oh, if you go to town.
You're a member.
Yeah, if you type your phone number in.
If you put your phone.
Oh, I didn't realize they've modernized it.
Oh, and if we're gonna say one other thing about my new favorite casual dining restaurant experience, the lovely chips and salsa, the thin but beautifully flavored salsa, along with the absolutely perfectly thin tortilla chips.
Because they turn a lot of product. They keep them fresh.
Absolutely.
How does it stand up?
Carla, just seeing Carla as the Mike O'Mara show makes me laugh. That really does.
How did you? How do you stack it up in different aspects against TRH?
Texas Roadhouse?
Of course.
I think if there was a Chili's where the TRH is, I would visit more frequently.
Okay. Do you think that the Valia is better at Chili's than the TRH?
Because it's steak, I think I'm not quite sure. Hey, Carla, let me ask you this. Carla, as the Mike O'Mara show in the comments on our YouTube channel, did I appear to be visibly inebriated when I was at the Chili's? I'm just kind of curious about that.
I have a prediction.
Did anybody else know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did anybody? No, I don't think I was. I didn't. Okay. Well, now she's saying hi to people in the chat group. Stop it. Yeah,
she enjoyed it.
Yes, you were.
Yeah. I disagree. I disagree. You're too good at it, Mike. We're both very good at it.
It was wonderful. It was, and you're right, the chips and salsa. But the problem is it's 20 minutes away. I hate that. I don't like 20 minutes away, you know?
Are you, Josh?
Everything is 20 minutes away from me.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's how that
works. It's about 25, I think, to Chili's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's it. I wanted to share. I loved it. Yummy. It was a good segue. And
no cold salad?
I didn't order a salad.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't order apps. I just wanted my... Josh, what is your go-to entree that you get there?
I go on the... they have a three for me or something, they call it. So you get a side salad, a cheeseburger, and your drink for $11 or $12.
And the salad comes right out of the bag, fresh.
And you don't go to the Chili's because, Rob, it's far away, right? Is there one close
to
you?
I'm trying to think the closest Chili's to me might be Fairfax. So it is pretty far away.
So that's a guarantee you'll never go there.
In the old days when we would go to Chili's, I was a burger guy. I thought they had good burgers and also exceptional chocolate milkshakes.
There it is. The review, and we stand by it, ladies and gentlemen.
The Leesburg Chili closed in 2017, it looks like.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you support it, Rob?
Oh, the rats.
We have to take a break.
Leesburg rats.
We will come back with tidbits right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Yeah. If you love the show and you want an incredibly easy way to support us without spending an extra dime, we got you covered. Before you do your Amazon shopping, and let's be honest, who isn't buying something on Amazon? Start through our Amazon link. That's it. Same prices, same Prime, same late night impulse purchases. The only difference? Amazon kicks a little something back to help support this podcast. Anything you require, from the mundane to the super sexy, we're not judging. Just click our Amazon link first and shop like you normally do. You'll find the link right on our website, tmospodcast.com. You can also access it with our brand new app right from your telephone. Ring-a-ding-ding. It takes 2 seconds, costs you absolutely nothing extra, and genuinely helps keep the show rolling. So before you Amazon, think of us. Click the link, shop away, and thank you for keeping the microphones on. Next time you Amazon, start at tmospodcast.com or with the new TMOS app. Shop, support, repeat, and we thank you.
Yay, everybody. Hit the music, Slim. We're ready to go here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's dive right in today. In a significant geopolitical shift, President Donald Trump has ordered the Pentagon to substantially reduce the scale of the joint military exercises with South Korea. Mm. The decision, which has drawn concern from military officials who warn that North Korea is actively learning new battlefield tactics from the war in Ukraine, was defended by Trump as a move to maintain his positive relationship with Kim Jong-un.
Well, it's Mike, to be a friend, you got to have a friend.
That freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, it should. It should freak you out. Trump and what also, are these new battle techniques? Are they hiding behind things?
Have you watched Lioness?
No, I have not looked at Lioness.
We talked about the drones.
If you watch Lioness, there's... they're going after, they send those wild dogs into the trenches to get the North Korean soldiers. Mm-hmm. Trump also pointedly criticized South Korea. That's the part that I hate the most. Mm-hmm. You know, no, there's a lot I hate, but this is up on the list, as the allies are the ones that get picked on. It's just un-effing
It's almost like he's trying, to confuse us.
It's like he likes the asshole. Right? Yeah, he loves the asshole. He pointedly criticized...
That's what he always said to Epstein.
I love the asshole. He pointedly criticized South Korea for declining to aid the U.S. and Israeli efforts regarding denuclearization of... let me say that correctly.
Oh, I think you got it.
Denuclearization of Iran. While South Korea's military confirmed that the 11-day exercise is originally expected to draw 18,000 South Korean troops, technically commenced as scheduled, Seoul officials are actively reviewing the sudden policy shift. This is just screwing our allies, as far as I'm concerned. A slow-moving storm system has wreaked havoc across America's Midwest as we move on, ladies and gentlemen, dropping up to 11 inches of rain over a three-day period and triggering a statewide emergency declaration in Indiana. The catastrophic flooding has claimed at least 6 lives across the state and left nearly 130,000 residents without electricity in communities like Anderson and Noblesville. The White River crested at an unprecedented 24 feet.
Scary stuff.
I know is when I'm thinking about storm surge down here with our hurricanes, and I know those numbers, and that's just stunning. Think about that. Think about what 24 feet really represents. Stand out there and imagine putting that next to your house. It's pretty scary.
And also, really, I mean... sadly, you can expect the kind of weather if you're in a coastal city in Florida.
Right.
But this is the Midwest. This has got to be so out of the ordinary for them and horrific because it's unexpected.
And of course, and I'm refraining from doing the White River joke with Billy.
I was going to make a joke about storm surge, but I won't.
It shattered a record that had stood since 1913. Emergency crews and local volunteers, including a high school football team, have been working around the clock to fill sandbags and conduct hundreds of boat evacuations for residents stranded in flooded neighborhoods and mobile home communities. So our heart goes out to all those people in Indiana. Salt of the earth, good folks out there. Let's move on. The entertainment industry. This was... kick in the gut, because everybody knows this lady. Tragic passing of actress Hayden Panettiere.
I was shocked,
at the age of 36. According to law enforcement sources, emergency medical workers responded to a South Carolina home following a call reporting an unresponsive female in cardiac arrest. While an investigation into her death remains open, sources close to the actress noted that she had spent the last year dealing with severe back pain. So, and she'd had problems with substances as well.
Lost her brother very young, caused depression, had trouble with custody of her children or child, I believe, too.
She was less than a week away from her 37th birthday. What a beautiful young lady. Mm-hmm. She was celebrated as a child star who later earned 2 Golden Globe nominations for her work on Nashville and captured pop culture fame as the indestructible cheerleader on Heroes. I remember when that trailer came out for some reason. I remember that incredible trailer,
but her work in Nashville was really fine. I mean, it was just, it's, it's mind-boggling. 36 is so young, and yeah, it's such a sucks waste. Such a waste.
Maybe we'll get more information later on of that. I defer to Mr. Soroka right now, Josh. I want to know, they're talking about DRAM and NAND memory chips. Do you know anything about these?
I mean, just that they're RAM memory chips for your computers, and okay, it's what they use for a lot of the AI processing.
There is a severe global shortage of these chips, and it has triggered a massive chipflation across the consumer electronics market. The crisis stems from a massive surge in the expansion, as Josh said, of AI data centers, which are consuming the global chip supply and pushing contract memory prices up by more than 90%.
This seems like such a simple solution to me. If they would just give their phone number, Chili's will bring them all the chips they want.
The fallout has reached retail shelves faster than expected. Valve has raised its Steam Deck OLED pricing by up to 46%. Boutique gaming manufacturers have been forced to cancel upcoming console lines entirely. And tech giants like Apple have instituted price hikes of up to $300 on laptops and tablets. This is how fast it happens.
But Josh, in the modern Apple stuff, haven't they gone largely to, instead of like movable memory, don't they use like the equivalent of essentially thumb drives now?
Everything has these memory chips in. And okay, Apple does make their own chips now for their products.
All right.
But it started during the pandemic that some of the factories had issues, and there was like a factory fire that hurt electronics and they had to rebuild. And now that coming out of that with the AI revolution is just hammering these guys. They can't make them fast enough.
Wow.
Well, I have some good news. So let's balance this out a little bit. Sony is keeping consumer interest high on its aging flagship audio line. They have officially introduced a new olive gray color option for their WH-1000XM6 noise-canceling headphones. Yeah!
Sony, you make 3 good sets of headphones. Just focus on them. And they can be black. That's okay. That's fine.
The colorway, which officially sports a muted earthy sage green aesthetic, marks the 6th distinct color option available for the hardware. Do you care about that, Rob?
No, I guess these are what, 7506s? Yeah, I've worn these for 20 years. Just don't stop making these.
The price of the, I think they're Bluetooth.
Yeah, they are Bluetooth.
$399.99, which is cheaper than the AirPods.
And that's what they're competing against, is the AirPods.
They maintained strong sales numbers over the last year due to a design that brought back the highly requested fully foldable headband. Do you have a fully foldable headband?
No, but I'm excited to use these new green headphones on my Walkman. Do they work? Does they have a wire?
That's a technology from 100 years ago.
I can listen to a cassette tape on my Walkman.
Commuters in Belgium experienced a highly unusual morning delay when a pair of runaway farm goats successfully managed to board a local public transit
farm bus. Goats are the worst, Josh, because like a city goat knows what's going on.
That's what we're leaving you with today. Let's tell you more about the goats. They refused to stick to their rural pasture. The two animals wandered away from their enclosure, strolled into the local transit station, and calmly walked down the center aisle of a vehicle alongside a crowd of stunned passengers. Transit operators managed to pause the route and safely escort the farm animals back to safety without any injuries, though witnesses joked that the duo never bothered to tap their electronic transit cards before taking their seats. I have never seen goats on a city bus, but I've certainly seen a lot of cows. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're here all week. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Where is it? Do we have that part where they do that?
No, this is instrumental, Mike.
Oh, bummer. Okay. Yeah. We've got more show coming up, but first I want to tell you about Arula. Ah, life. We all live it. It can be great. But let's face it, life is a lot. Work, family, stress, burnout, anxiety. Sometimes your brain just says, hey, maybe we should talk to somebody. Great idea. Now try finding a therapist who takes your insurance. Not so easy. That can be the most stressful part in the entire equation, and that's where Rula comes in. Rula connects you with licensed therapists and mental health providers covered by insurance. They work with more than 100 insurance plans. Average copays are around $15 a session, and sometimes even zero. Zed, bagel. It depends. It depends really on your coverage. Zero is great, and we love zero, so I wish that for all of you. Rula helps match you with someone who fits your needs and preferences with a appointments available as soon as tomorrow. Less searching, more talking. That's the idea. Mental health care should be affordable and accessible. Visit Rula.com/TMOS today to get started. That's RULA.com/TMOS. Thank you, Rula, Rula, Rula.
I have to apologize, Mike. When I was writing the copy, I didn't realize that I sounded like Donald Trump's speechwriter. Zero is good. We zero. Love zero.
We enjoy it. We enjoy zero.
Zero is great. It's very
good.
Little number, right? Very
thanks
small.
Thanks so much. Very, very nice. I am not familiar with this movie, Rob, that you wanted to talk about today. This movie called Gail Daughtry and the Celebrity Sex Pass.
Exactly.
I don't know where it is, where you can find it.
You
is
can find it on the streamers. It released to theaters like maybe a little more than a month ago. I picked up on it because I liked the notion. They revealed this in the trailer. Is that a girl has a celebrity sex pass with her husband, and there's a very funny happenstance that allows her to have to cash it in.
So that's when a couple says, I don't want you to cheat on me, but if you ever had an opportunity to sleep with Leonardo DiCaprio, you got it.
If you wanted to hit really close for me, mine was Jennifer Love Hewitt. And I was within 20 yards of Jennifer Love Hewitt. And Beth Ann McBride.
Okay, yep. We're going to go back to this. All right.
Because this is one of the most horrendous disservices I've ever had in my life.
We had a producer, Beth Ann, who was a worker bee. She was a very talented young lady. She worked very hard. At really big moments, she tended to wig out a little bit. Would that be accurate?
There is a small addendum to that. She had no, although she could make results happen, she had almost a chemical aversion to understanding the way show business should work.
Because the big splash when the microphones were open, that was something that that she would always like make a last minute kind of move that would be, we wanted that on the air.
Yeah.
We wanted that on the air. Now, we are having, I think the guy's name was Jamie Kennedy. Would that be the stand-up comedian?
I think
that
that's
she was
right.
Dating?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Love Hewitt, not Beth Ann.
Jamie Kennedy is scheduled to be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
At that particular time, Jennifer Love Hewitt was such a big star that was more of a thing with Jamie Kennedy. With that said, it was not our understanding that he was going to show up with her.
No. Not at all.
In tow, certainly not in Washington, D.C., when we had the interview scheduled. So we're excited. Rob is really, really excited because Jamie Kennedy is dating JLH, as they called her. And he comes in, and it becomes knowledge right away that she's in the building as well. Right?
Yeah.
And I don't remember it, but
I remember what was said. Beth Ann said, hey, guess what? She said this to me. She says, Jennifer Love Hewitt is here.
And she says it to me, too.
Right.
And then almost to just make it difficult for us, she decides that she's going to kind of block access to JLH, right?
All access. Yeah.
Why? So you take it from me that Rob would be able to answer that better than I would.
She said, we don't want to make it uncomfortable. We don't want to make it. This is Jamie Kennedy's day. I said, I just want to say hi. Think it might be cordial for a host to say hi.
Right.
No. You stay in the studio. They're going to be in the green room with, the door shut. And I said, but this is And she just wouldn't budge on it. And the thing that made it worse.
This is Rob's. By the way, Josh, this is Rob's all-time crush. This right. is his all-time celebrity crush.
To this day, it remains a valid crush. But at that moment, head exploding because she was red hot.
To Beth Ann blocking the door, you still believe now that you had a chance then.
Listen, the longest journey starts with one footstep, okay? Just don't block me. Don't trip me on that. So
Jamie Kennedy was not Leonardo DiCaprio.
No, he wasn't.
Point that out, right?
But he is your celebrity sex pest.
Yes, absolutely. I get to bang him.
But Mike eventually did break the rules, and I wish I'd been with it. You walked by and waved and said hi to her.
Yeah.
And you told me that after the fact, which really made it worse.
Yeah, I'm like, F that. I'm not doing that. I'm going to go down the hallway in one of the commercial breaks and say, I have a I think I did it that way. Beth Ann, I have a question. Oh, hi. Hey, I'm a big fan. Nice to see you. That way, you know. And I wanted to see her with my own two eyes.
Someone brought up a great moment in the chat room, and that is the time that we
didn't he have a rule we couldn't talk about her?
Yeah, on air he did.
Yeah.
But there was nothing in real life about it.
Right.
That we did a whole show based on the fact that Beth Ann had lost some sort of challenge and had to shave her head.
Mm-hmm.
And we did about 3 hours of the show leading up to the show. And then she shaved her head during commercial break, and her excuse was, I thought it would save time.
Instead of on air?
Yeah.
I mean,
all we did was tease it for 3 hours and the week leading up.
Well, and it's not stunning. Like those clippers, like, put out great sound or anything.
No, it was
yeah. And it's not like, you know, live reaction of the host would have helped it at all.
I get a little annoyed even thinking about it now.
You get annoyed.
Yeah. It's a little crazy.
Okay, so back to the movie.
Yes. Thank you.
Due to a weird confluence of incidences, two fiancés arrange for their celebrity sex pass, and the guy gets to cash his in. It's a whole bunch of weird happenstances that he gets to bang the celebrity that is his celebrity sex pass. So
you don't want
to
give the plot line as to how that happens.
No. And it's early on and it's a good surprise. That's okay. Why I won't do that. But I will reveal that the girl's celebrity sex pass is Jon Hamm. And
Hulkamania, keep it in your pants. Okay, please. My God.
He's right though.
Jeez.
So she has to get together. She is a hairdresser, and her co-hairdresser is headed to Hollywood to do some sort of hairdressing convention, and she goes along to meet and sleep with Jon Hamm. Now, it's just sillier and sillier and sillier.
Right.
It hits the crest of silly when they engage the assistant of John Slattery, who played Roger on Mad Men, the co-star, the white-haired guy at the agency. But the whole thing is played by the fact that Jon Hamm doesn't return his calls and won't do anything. So he is like a social outcast in Jon Hamm's circle.
Okay,
I get it. Whole procedure of the getting to Jon Hamm plays himself. It is so funny, and also about a third of the way into it, I turned to Carrie. I said, you know what this is? This is the Wizard of Oz. And she said, you just figured that out, dummy? yeah, I had just figured it out. But they're
you
going
didn't go
on
see
a
it in the theater, did you?
No. I watched it on television. Right. They were going on a journey, this group of people with all their peculiarities, to meet Oz, who is Jon Hamm. And there are Wizard of Oz stuff, things all the way through it. There is one line, and it is not, it won't convey as funny, but it just, I laughed so hard I had to pause the television. One of the guys in their troupe is got fired from CIA, or CAA, the Creative Artists Associates, the agency that handles Jon Hamm.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the other people get kidnapped. And do you remember the very evil lady that ran the hotel in, I believe, the second season of what was it? White Lotus? She was a very, very powerful lady, and she was the manager of the hotel.
Okay.
And so she plays a great villain in this. And she calls this guy out of the blue. She says, if you don't do something, your friends are in danger. He says, friends? What friends? Like camp friends?
So you love it.
I loved this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I will watch it again. But anyway, yeah, and knowing now that I can find the parallels between
Jon Hamm plays himself?
John Hamm is, we don't have him anymore. He's a movie star. He's funny. He is great. He plays himself.
Yeah,
he makes
he's pretty
fun
good
of himself.
In everything he does.
Yeah, he was good in Landman, remember?
Yeah, yeah, very good in Landman.
But he is so eager to make fun of himself, as is John Slattery, as his friend. The whole dynamic, like, they finally break in to see John Hamm, and John Hamm, totally surprised, looks at Slattery and says, "Slatman, I owe you a text."
All right, so you like this?
I did. And also the thing that
Gail Daughtry and the celebrity sex pass.
And because Gail Daughtry, the name of Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz is Dorothy Gale. So instead of Gail Daughtry, it's Daughtry Gale.
And who plays Gail Daughtry?
I didn't recognize any other names in the movie.
Was she fetching?
She was fetching. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, she is fetching.
And will be fetching. I recommend it.
Lumileric says it was made by the same guys behind Wet Hot American Summer.
This is true. Yes. Okay. David Wayne, I believe, is the name
of the
writer.
Is it worth pulling up the trailer?
I think so. Yeah.
I'd love to see that, Josh. Absolutely. Well, 100%. Gail Daughtry
It's Willowbrook. I know everybody in this town, and I know all their stories, but no story.
It's narrated by the mailman.
The story of Gail Daughtry and the celebrity sex pass.
Tom?
Gail, I was just about to text you. This was my one free pass, remember?
Do you really think that we should do this?
Tom gave you a free pass, too.
That's true. I had a celebrity free pass thing with my fiancé, but he took it literally. So now I need to have sex with John Hamm to even out the score and save my relationship.
You did the D, now you gotta do the do.
Yes.
Gail needs to do the nasty with Mr. John Hamm ASAP.
I am so, so sorry that we got you fired. Right, we're here to see John Hamm.
Do you have an appointment?
No, but I'm John
Slattery.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you, man. Thank you. All right, y'all have a good day.
No, wait, come back.
Wait.
I like it. I like it.
Hello, Gail
Daughtry.
Okay.
You get a little bit of it in this.
How exactly did you get in here?
Oh, Weird Al is a cameo.
That's not Piper Laurie, is it?
No.
Trying to do, I don't know what.
Have sex with John Hamm.
Like a celebrity.
Not Piper Laurie,
exactly.
I'm trying
Good
to think
Good luck with
of.
That.
Okay. No, I can see that she does look like Piper, but it's not her.
Violence, intrigue, and espionage. I mean, the whole dang world's at stake.
Every time. He's good at what he does.
Good day.
Who's ready to meet a Mr. Jonathan?
Little Mad Men reunion, too.
Yeah, it's great.
Hey, I'm John. What's up?
All right.
The trailer does a decent job, but it doesn't convey just the outward silliness of it. It's
That's
definitely
cool.
worth a watch. Yeah.
I like that. All right, we got to take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. But first, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you about Pesty. Check your wall calendar. August, gross,
yeah.
Yuck, hot. Nothing feels better than stepping inside the air conditioning. Unfortunately, the creepy crawlers like that, too. The bugs. They look for cool places to crash and to crash.
Yeah, they want to crash, man.
That's why I use Pesty. Pesty is DIY pest control made ridiculously easy. Their custom treatment plan is tailored to your location, your climate, and whatever uninvited guest you have lurking behind the fridge. It tackles over 100 kinds of pests, takes less than 10 minutes to apply, and the treatment starts at just $35. The kit has everything you need. Reusable electronic sprayer, the mixing bag, the pesticide, the gloves, the simple instructions. I've done it. Rob's done it. We love it. Keep insects dead. Plus, Pesty is kit and pet friendly with products that have been used safely in hospitals and schools nationwide. Plus, it's backed by a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Keep the AC. Kick out the bugs. Pesty. Keep bugs out of your summer sanctuary with Pesty. Go to pesty.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off your order. That's PESTIE.com/TMOS for an extra 10% off. Now, before the show, we are talking about the fact that we'll have a major announcement on the program tomorrow. And it involves our cruise, and it's exciting, and it's going to be fun, and it's going to be positive, and we hope you, I don't know what to say. We'll see.
Tune in.
Yeah, tune in tomorrow. Right before the show, we were talking about Mickey D's keeping some sort of data on people. I've never heard of this.
Well, every... kind of like at Chili's, when you registered with your phone number, they now know how to log in.
Always Chili's you with you.
Is that why they want you to get the app?
That's why they want you to get the app. Mm-hmm. So McDonald's.
Do we have to go to McDonald's every time and be asked if I want to use the app when I don't?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have to.
F you, McDonald's, for that. I wanted to share that.
This is the new equivalent of Hallmark asking for your phone number when you buy a card. So it's just next level. So
they have a law now in California where you can reach out to a company and they have to supply you with whatever files they have on you, kind of like the Freedom of Information Act with the government, but for private businesses, which means there's a Wired reporter, Reese Rogers, who filled out the form for McDonald's to give me everything you know about me. And they responded to him with a 515-page report about him.
And they have to, by law, answer the request,
yes,
right?
Yes, they have to answer
in
the
California
request.
In California right now.
It was not just receipts. It was every item he bought, what location he bought it at, what loyalty points he received, what he got for free, what Monopoly codes he got and scanned into the app.
Isn't that crazy?
Now, if you don't get the app, they have none of this, correct?
No, they still have it with credit card numbers, but they might not have a face with it. So they still...
So every time I use a credit card, which I do usually at Mickey D's.
Yeah, we're a cashless society. Well, no one pays with cash anymore.
Right, and think about it. We've accepted it online where we just know if you go on Facebook, it's ads on other websites I've been on.
Right.
But it happens. So McDonald's even had a prediction sheet in there for him on how he would handle McDonald's over the next 6 weeks where it said...
They predict what he's going to order?
Yes. They said he will have 2.16... visits over the next 6 weeks. His average order will be $13.49. His favorite item is a large Diet Coke. And when he's getting food, he generally goes with the chicken wraps.
That's crazy.
He is tagged as two customer archetypes. Food-led afternoon snack and an on-the-go lunch in a rush customer.
All right. Let me ask this question.
Wow.
It's a dumb question, but I have to ask it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
How does this data translate into, do they use it for marketing? Do they suggest to him to send something? God, it's
they
so
use it for, they know what marketing and coupons to send to him, but even big picture, they know if the chicken wraps are doing well across the country.
But also,
BC Travis says Mike's info says ice cream every day.
Doesn't it also, Josh, it would help them with profit projections?
It helps them with profit. It helps them what to make the next product in when they do it on a global. But it even says on there, what are the odds that this guy stops eating at McDonald's? And it gave him a score of zero. There's no chance he'll stop.
Let me say, this is the way my brain works in extremes. I feel when I hear stuff like this, I feel as though the robots will be able to someday get us to kill one another. That's what I see. I feel so manipulated that, you know, it's...
But this is one place. And think about it. This is what McDonald's has on you. CVS, you probably typed in a phone number when you bought that those eardrops.
Oh, my God, and they know everything about your medications.
Right.
So I always thought it was just the Chinese that were doing this. Look at
Mike,
that.
What is that glare off your wrist?
Isn't that beautiful?
That is something. You know what that is? That is
when you give up one watch, you got to get another.
I do. I was
sometimes
spoiled.
Too. When you chase the thrill, it can never be satisfied.
Josh, please to bring up a picture of the Rolex Land Dweller. The Rolex Land Dweller.
And also bring up a picture of a chicken wrap and a Diet Coke.
I just wanted to do this briefly. I hope you don't mind.
Just brief.
I don't want to hijack this segment, but I just got motivated to do this. The Rolex Land Dweller is the first new design from the Rolex company in quite some time. This is a
They stick to the classics, right?
That is their modern version. Isn't that pretty?
That is very pretty, but it also is not a huge departure from what they normally do. Right?
No, keep it up. Keep it up for just a second.
I think the square corners are different, yeah?
Right. The square corners are different. The bracelet is different.
I like the bracelet.
And now I will show you mine that has a blue face, not a white face.
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at that. All right.
Why it almost looks the same.
Shut up, Rob.
Oh, the numbers are different, though.
A little bit.
Yeah. All right. If you wanted to, could you go in there and replace the numbers?
No. What my point is, that watch will cost you north of like $25,000. This cost me $100, and it's got the weight and everything, and I'm very fond of it. Let's just say my little experience on Ali, because... But the reason I did this is because I'm targeted by the videos when people say, look at this. And I bought it just for fun. I don't buy it to have a fake Rolex. I buy it just because I love the design, and I love the fact that it's made out of the same stainless steel and that it's got all the little design features that the real one has. And
Does it keep good time?
But there's no Rolex on it. There's the company that makes it on there. And they, you know, they do this, and it's just...
The brand of the watch is Equate.
Great value. I don't care. I've worn it for 2 days. I like my... But getting back to McDonald's, this is the way of the world. There's nothing that's going to change this, correct?
Oh, it's going to get worse. Yeah.
This guy, it did list his top 10 favorite foods. And he could... California does have a rule where he can request for McDonald's to delete his data. And he did. But then they can just start it back up again.
Sure.
So he is now determined to stop eating McDonald's, not for health reasons, but because he wants to prove that algorithm wrong that says he will never stop.
Well, let's have fun right now. If you went into each of our McDonald's algorithms, I know I have my answer. What would be your most common order at McDonald's? We all have one. Yeah. What would be your most, let's start with Rob Spiewak. What would it be, Rob?
I don't know if they still offer the meal, but I would order it separately. It is the two double cheeseburger meal.
Regular size double cheeseburger.
Two double cheeseburgers. And
like that's the regular burger with two patties on it.
Yeah, and I think now it's called the McValue sometimes because they've eliminated a piece of cheese. Mm-hmm. But two of those and a soda, sadly now a not sugared soda, and a fries. Fries. Okay. Maybe an apple pie if I'm feeling nutty.
Josh Sirocco, what about you?
I get... a large Coke, a Big Mac, and a Filet-O-Fish.
Oh, any fries with that?
Generally not fries.
How do you feel about the Filet-O-Fish going down to half a slice of cheese?
It's always been half a slice of cheese.
All right. Just checking.
I get the number 9. Anybody tell me what the number 9 is?
The number nine is after John Lennon?
No, that's the two cheeseburgers and a fry and a Coke.
That's me.
Because I'm excited
I get a Diet Coke. And
we're not that far apart. I just double up on the size of the burger.
And by the way, I've had one of those regular double. And by the way, yours, if you didn't get two of them, would be a much healthier alternative if you just got one and you had the two patties. But I get, if I'm feeling frisky, I get the large fry. But I always get the large Diet Coke because today is simply the best fountain beverage I've ever tasted.
And I did leave one thing out that does keep my meal from being entirely healthy, which is, and you can ask for it, I get a gallon of sweet and sour sauce.
And a McRib.
That's it is. And how would you rate the new, didn't they change the apple pie? Didn't they change that to something?
I didn't get out to get a fried one. Because you know what? You know who's never let us down? Popeyes. Popeyes has always fried them. So here, Popeyes.
What, apple pies?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do you go to the local Popeyes just for pie?
I've never gone just for... No, I take that back. I have. I was actually on doing errands with my mother, and she said da 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 da, and the McDonald's pies aren't any good anymore. I said, wait a second, and we have a Popeyes not far, and we went and we got pie. She said,
You both got pies? Really good. You took your mom to Popeyes for pie?
Yeah, and she loved
it. I love you, dude. I do. I really do. That is special. That is really special. And you would give them the thumbs up over the McDonald's one?
100%.
What makes them so special?
Well, the crust is much more pleasing to the mouth because it's been fried. Well, it's not dry.
But I think that's why you have to go try the new McDonald's apple pie and compare.
All right, well, let's wind this show up. We're burning daylight here.
I will tell you this, though. I'm glad you didn't say mouthfeel. Thank you for that.
No, I didn't want to say mouth. That's more of an ice cream thing.
We appreciate that. We'll come back with some beautiful video with Rob Spiewak. But, you know, they say balance is the key to life. Moderation in all things, including moderation. Well, Soul nailed it with their new mood gummies. Do you need a pick-me-up, a wind-me-down, or something right in the middle? Soul has a gummy for every moment. Uplift brings a bright, social, energizing buzz, and if you're ready to shut it down, Mellow is perfect for lazy nights, kicking back and fully unplugging. And for that just right anytime vibe, Balance gives an easy, versatile feel, especially nice with your favorite podcast like this one. Three moods, three perfectly crafted formulas, same great taste. Whatever mood you're in, Soul has a gummy for it. Plus, Spiewak and Soroka give them two thumbs up, way up. Soul is a wellness brand that makes delicious hemp-derived CBD and THC products designed to make feeling good simple. Their new mood gummies have precise dosing, clean ingredients, and formulations designed for predictable effects, so you can choose how to want how you want to feel while staying in control. Make today a good day and get yourself some Soul gummies. Right now, Soul offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSoul.com and use the code TMOS. That's GetSoul.com, promo code TMOS, for 30% off. Groovy, Daddy-O. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Mike, what time do you need me to pick you up at the airport?
Probably 5:30.
Yeah, I know. Today. Josh, I don't know if you know this because you've only been with the show a couple years. Every year, Mike flies up for the Montgomery County Agricultural Fair.
Nothing like it.
It's the greatest.
Nothing. I can practically smell the manure.
It is fantastic. And as you know, Mike, this year's theme is Barn in the USA.
So that's criminal. That's somebody ought to be fucking locked up for that.
Barn in the USA. And Mike, yes, they still have the big trucks. Yes, they still have the demolition derby. And yes, they still have racing pigs.
County.
Yes.
Get ready to barn in the USA. 9 days of big rides, great food, games, and family fun are back. From the barnyard to the midway, there's something happening around every corner. So grab your family, call your friends, and make some memories at the Montgomery County Agricultural Fair, Barn in the USA, August 14th through the 22nd. Visit mcagfair.com for more information. We'll see you at the fair.
Let me ask this question.
Yeah, I'll see you, Mike. I'll be there on the 22nd in the bagged lettuce pavilion.
Is there a difference between the Montgomery County Agricultural Fair and a regular old state fair? What's the...
Fair would be all of Maryland. I think this is the Montgomery County Fair.
Okay.
Yes. And the thing about Montgomery County is they still have sort of a slight grab in the past. Like, if you go to the Fairfax County Fair up here, mm-hmm. it's literally in the parking lot of the government center.
Yeah, with that's shuttle no buses. Good. Yeah, you don't need that. You can't park anywhere.
Right, right. Sucks. So I've been to Montgomery County Fair. It's good, and they have the pig contests and everything. So I'll pick you up at the airport, and we'll have a good time.
Looking forward to it.
Mike, if you're dealing with the cops, the police, the men of law enforcement, and they think something looks suspicious, maybe just play along. But don't say suspicious.
Call about a suspicious person. What? So we're making contact with
you. Dude, I'll tell you right now, I've been out here for a good couple hours, maybe, and I hadn't seen nobody really suspicious. Dude, there's this one guy came, he threw a, he's probably a male guy. Probably a male guy. Yeah, no, nobody really suspicious.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure it's you. I'm pretty sure you're the suspicious person.
What?
Sure,
my bad, dude. I didn't even know I was being suspicious, dude. I'll quit. I'll stop, dude. I won't do it again. Yeah, no, dude. Like, I would. That doesn't even sound like me to me. Dude, they were like, hey, somebody called in, and they were like, hey, there's like a really freaking handsome, kind of cool, nonchalant guy like minding his business. I would have been like, oh, they're talking about me. You know, I would have thought that maybe that they were talking about me, but not Sir Suspicious. Well,
we didn't get a call, so.
You know what it probably was?
Who?
Dude, they probably look over, they probably look at me when I was doing something like. Yikes. Something like that. I do sometimes. Maybe they were looking at me when I did something like that.
Sometimes I do something like that.
That's fantastic.
Suspicious.
I wonder. It didn't look like there were even any drugs or substances involved there. Or no,
I don't know. About
am
that.
I wrong?
There was something involved there.
There was he's on something. The eyes were clear, though. They were bloodshot.
But sometimes, the brain wasn't.
Yeah,
the
sometimes wasn't. It can be just stupidity can be triggered by the slightest trace of drugs.
I love that. Oh, my God, that was
Mike,
special.
Let's close with this. Okay. I don't normally put a photograph during this segment, but I wanted you to see a picture of a guy.
Okay.
Do you recognize this man?
That's the keyboard. I see the fingers. I see the fingers.
Is Florian Hutter. And let us go to the end of the show today.
Good.
That is your magic video.
Can we enjoy how much you got of this? This is good.
Plenty. Right. Enough to take us home. So yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, that's Florian. Let's listen for a second. That's great. Florian. What's the last name again?
Hutter.
I think
he might be Dutch.
There we go. Thank you very much.
The fake plant was still in the photo. Oh.
Yeah, well, I mean, these are not done by accident, Josh.
Thank you very much, Napoleon Spiewak. We appreciate that. We have to take our leave. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow morning taping. 8 a.m. tomorrow, correct, gentlemen? Is that when we're taping?
That is correct.
That is correct. So his new EP is out now.
Yeah, buy it.
Oh, that's great. Florian Hutter. All right, we'll see you tomorrow for Josh Soroka and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
I love you, Pop. Better.
Thanks for listening to another episode of The Mike O'Mara Show. Please remember to click the Amazon link at tmospodcast.com before you shop online. It means a lot and makes the world a better place.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Sunflower seeds! You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it!
And remember, we're not happy until you're not happy.